Next up, it's Bread and Butter, a culinary chronicle with Jen Ashton.
Grandma Madsen, my dad's mom, always had banana bread in her kitchen. Always. When I was a child on my way to visit Grandma and Grandpa, there were two things I could count on: playing with toys in the sunroom and sitting at the table to eat a fresh slice of banana bread, perfectly browned, sweet, and always dotted with walnuts. Since Grandma's passing, my dad took over the wooden spoon, often sending me and my children home with our own mini loaf of banana bread made from Grandma's recipe. Only it wasn't Grandma's recipe. It was her mom's. Just a few years ago, I opened a newly compiled book, Madsen Family Food Favorites, to find a recipe for Grandma Canigator's banana bread. Instructions for this simple quick bread were on their fourth generation, maybe more, depending on where great-grandma picked up this recipe. You have family food favorites too. What are they? Where did they come from? How can you preserve the memories that accompany them? During the pandemic, many of us are making meals at home more often, an opportunity to cook side by side with a spouse, child, or roommate. Even those who live alone might call up a family member or friend for some long-distance co-cooking. Along with tips for beating eggs or kneading dough, you can share your memories. It won't be hard. One whiff or taste will bring it all back. Besides cooking together, many people collect favorite dishes into family recipe books, and they don't have to be fancy. Ours is a standard 3-ring binder with printed papers inserted into plastic page protectors. It allows for future editions and easy cleanup, although those well-loved pages still manage to acquire grease spots. Some families self-publish literal tomes with illustrations and photos, while others go paperless, posting family recipes on public blogs, private shared documents, or subscription services. These especially come in handy for sharing and organizing numerous recipes used often. A free online service may also prove useful for preserving memories as family history. Family Search is a nonprofit organization that works to help people connect with their ancestors through easy access to historical records. Formerly the Genealogical Society of Utah, Family Search is headquartered in Salt Lake City and is sponsored by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. While many Utahns are familiar with Family Search pedigree charts or indexing, not so many have thought about sharing recipes through Family Search Memories, a feature that enables users to store photos, stories, documents, and audio in one place, tagged to ancestors so others can view as well. On its site, Family Search provides samples and questions to help you tell your own recipe stories. For instance, what foods did your family eat on a regular basis? Did your parents, grandparents, or loved ones teach you how to make certain foods? What foods do you associate with good memories? Additional questions encourage interaction for gathering family favorites, such as, who likes to cook in your family? Ask them if they've collected any family recipes. Who is the oldest person in your family? Ask them if they have any family heritage recipes to share. Regardless of how you may choose to preserve family recipes, your efforts will be appreciated, maybe even for generations to come. Now, I may need to bake up a batch of Grandma Canigator's bread. My 7-year-old twins will love smashing the bananas. This is Jen Ashton for Bread and Butter.